So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Umar to tell his son to take his wife back, and if he want to divorce her, he divorce her in a clean period, not during the menses, before he have intercourse with her. So if he divorce her when she's clean, okay, so now this will be one waiting period, okay, and after this she will get a menses, and when she get clean again, and when she get clean, this will be the second time, and she get a menses, okay, and after this she will be clean again, okay, so this will be the third time. So when it gets a menses again, this will be the end, okay. So what's going to be the difference? The difference will be, are you going to count by the period? So now when the period is over and she's clean, now this is the difference, okay. So we'll make a difference of 6 days, 7 days, 10 days. It depends what is the woman period is, okay. But basically this is what Aisha inclined towards, that al-Iqra or al-Qur is the period of a woman's purity which occurs between the two menses, and the hadith is authentic. The next hadith, 956, I'll leave it alone. The hadith to be attributed to the Prophet will be weak, although the hadith is mawquf, that means if it's reported by the Sahabi, mawquf will be authentic, but I leave it alone inshallah. Hadith number 957, page number 395, وعن روايفع ابن ثابت رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يحل لامرئ يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن يسقي ماءه زرع غيره. أخرجه أبو داود والترمذي. The hadith reported by روايفع, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban and others. The hadith is good, is hasan. And the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is forbidden for a man who believes in the law and the day of judgment to water what another person has plant, okay, or to irrigate the seed of somebody. What does mean? Okay, that mean if a woman, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nisa'ukum harsul lakum, a woman is a tilt or a field, okay? So it give a example, not a gamble, gives a similitude or example or similarity, that the woman like a field where is a man go and bought the seed for a cotton, watermelon, whatever, this is a field. So the woman is a field for the man, and whatever goes in here, you understand, this is the seed for the baby, for the child. So if a man bought a seed in a woman, have intercourse with her, so what's inside her, this is the fruit of a man. So it's not supposed for another man and to come to water, to have intercourse with this woman and to mix things together, okay? Because the seed that inside this woman is for a man, and this man becomes a father. So you are not supposed to go and have intercourse with this woman. Will somebody say, how is this going to happen? Okay? We give example, by after jihad and after taking women, you understand, from what you call the right hand possess. Okay, these women, some of them can be pregnant. Although the imam of the state, the khalifa, will distribute these women and became a right hand possess, so the master of this woman, he own her. He has the right of her, even having intercourse with her. But in this case, if this woman is pregnant from her previous husband, and the master on her now, he could not have intercourse with her until she delivers this baby. Otherwise he will be doing what? He will be irrigating or watering the seed of somebody else, and this will cause some kind of mixture in this child. Okay, and this mixture on this, so who is the father? Is the father the one who originally both his seed, or the one who contribute to the development of his body, all these things? And this shows you is a big myth that we see nowadays that exists in the society in different ways, by fornication and adultery, or by women fertilization from other semen, or from other men going to the bank and using anything, but in a sperm of somebody else in the woman. All this thing is mixing, and Islam is so concerned about the child belong to a man, not belong to anybody, or belong to two and three people, all these things. Okay, so the hadith, when it talks, it gives similarity between the woman and the field that you spend, and it telling you, if you really believe in Allah and the day of the judgment, that you are not supposed to do this. Another case also, a woman being divorced, okay, to the third time, and now she is pregnant, and somebody will go and marry her and have an intercourse with her. He could not also do this, he'd be doing the same thing. Yes.
That applied to the woman being visible pregnant, meaning she's showing, right?
Okay. Will come another hadith to show if visible or not visible.
Okay.
How are we going to know? By waiting for 1 month at least. Okay? Because like he's saying, a woman can be pregnant but it's the first month and you could not tell. Okay?
Yeah.
Alright? So now even the imam had possessed these women and distributed them, so the master can take her to his house, he can sleep with her without intercourse, but still he could not have intercourse with her until he have to wait for this girl to have, or this woman to have 1 month, because there is no pregnancy and menses in the same time. Okay? The next hadith, which hadith number 958, hadith reported by Umar, and this hadith is weak, we're going to leave it, as well as hadith number 959. Again, hadith number 958, as well hadith number 959, both of them are weak, and both of them going to be left, because we could not deal with any hadith that is not authentic, not to attribute it to the Prophet or act upon it. Hadith number 960. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يبيتن رجل عند امرأة إلا أن يكون ناكحا أو ذا محرم. So this hadith, which in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, hadith is authentic, reported by Jabir, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidden for a man to spend a night with a woman in privacy only in two conditions, that this man is her husband, or that he is a mahram to her. Okay? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidden a man to be with a woman in privacy and to spend the night, except that this man is her husband, or that he is a mahram. Okay? Mahram, that means he's forbidden to marry this woman under any condition. Okay? He's a father, he's an uncle, he's a brother, he's a son. Okay? So the mahram, the people that been forbidden to marry the woman under any case, regardless, okay? This is the people can be with the woman in prophecy, and they can be spending the night there. Other than this, is not supposed to be with the woman in prophecy or spending night in her house. Hadith number 961. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يخلون رجل بامرأة إلا مع ذي محرم. This hadith, the first hadith was talking about being in the house spending nights. This hadith, it talks in general. Okay, so that means not even for half an hour, not for a little bit time, not only with to take a cup of coffee and went about my business, I only stopped by to make a wudu and anything of this, okay? Khalwa is privacy, okay? The khalwa is a privacy. It's not supposed for a man to be in privacy with a woman except the mahram. Be with him. And this shows you that it could not be your friend, could not be your cousin, could not be whatever it is. It has to be a mahram for this woman. For you to be allowed to be with a woman in privacy, that this person who's going to be sitting with you is a mahram for this woman. You could not take your friend and go there and say, oh, I have another, they call it now third party. Or what, a shabaroon? Shabaroni or whatever it is. Babaroni, anything, okay? So we don't want people take it and say, oh, I took so and so. You have to know that some people, they so buddy-buddy, okay? And they can be, he can be doing anything, and his body, even he be watching the door for him. Okay? So we have to understand that this is reality, okay? But why the mahram? Because the mahram is not going to see something wrong to his daughter or to his sister or to his mother, and he be sitting doing nothing about it, okay? Because he have jealousy, okay? And this jealousy going to be make him prevent this man to talk to this woman in any manner that is not Islamically. Okay? So this is a necessity. This is a must. Okay? And people, whatever excuses they make it, this is not acceptable in Islam. And we better watch for this premises that Islam and this rule that Islam brought it, because the safety in it, the safety in it. And I understand in our society and our situation, be living in America, sometimes the sister does not have a mahram. This is true. The sister does not have a mahram. Maybe she's the only person Muslim in her family. This is true. So what we're going to say, we say that let the imam of the community deal with it. Let the imam of the community deal with such a situation like this. He may conduct it himself, okay, or that he may both a brother in the community or a family in the community be in charge of dealing with this situation. But we don't want every brother in the community, now he became a mahram and became a wali for a single sister. And after this, we heard a lot of many stories that happening, not because we saying that the imam is infallible, that is masoom, is protected by Allah, but from experience, and he have different ways that he may can bring his wife, he may bring other people, or at least he's the person in charge of the community, let her deal with such conditions. Yes.
Can a mahram be a kufar?
In some cases, yes.
What case?
What cases? In a case that a kuffar, some of the kuffar, and I can tell you this from personal experience, that some of the kuffar, although they are kuffar, but they've been raised in very respectable tradition, that still they have something called haram or aib, shame, and is not supposed, and things like this. To some Christian, that you find a woman wear a scarf, they don't, some culture, not even Christian origin, nothing, okay? It's not good for a woman to walk in the street with nothing on her head. So there is certain culture and certain religion, they still have some kind of something called respect and shame and not supposed to be done. So it depends how this kuffar look upon what is right, what is wrong. To some people, they understand it's not a big thing for a man to be with his wife, and he may even with the other man's wife, okay? Those people could not be trusted to be a mahram or wakir or wali on his daughter. But to some people, is his daughter, after 7 o'clock, if she's not home, he's going to open a court for her, where he was, and he's not a Muslim. And I tell you, understand, even is this something happening in my wife tradition, you understand, with her father, okay? And I saw these people and I saw how their tradition, okay? And some of the people who been their Muslim, been, I don't want to see, occupied their country, but with Islamic ruling in their country, like in Spain and things like this, the people themselves been affected by this culture of Islam, okay? And these people, although they are not Muslim, but been raised in certain cultures that there is something called respect and things like this. So when is the daughter coming and a certain kind of clothes, my wife can tell me certain kind of clothes she could not wear it. And if her father see her with it, will be a serious problem. Although the whole society living people wearing with short, but there is nothing called short. It have to be a dress for the girl regardless. Okay, there is nothing called boyfriend and girlfriend, and they're still Christian, you see. So those kind of people, we can accept them to be a guardian, okay, or to be at least a mahram, to travel with her, to take care of her business, to be with her in the house. But some people who don't have anything like shan, is not a big thing, they drinking, they don't have any kind of traditions like this, those people could not be trusted, could not be acceptable.
Would our father be automatically be a mahram if he, even if he wasn't a Muslim?
He will be a mahram, but not to give her in the marriage, because he doesn't know the ruling of Islam, what is right, what is wrong, and things like this. He can be acceptable to be in the presence of the girl if she have to conduct some business with a man. He can be accepted to spend the night in her house. He can be accepted, as example, to travel with her, because a woman is not supposed to travel without a mahram. So in certain, so it has some kind of limitation. Okay? Even some scholars, they accept him to be a wali for marriage. Okay? But I said no, because there are certain things in Islam have to be known to the wali or the guardian to understand what he's doing. Okay? So it maybe can be a combination between the imam and the father who's not Muslim to take care of the business of such a woman. Hadith number 962, وعن أبي سعيد رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في سبايا أوطاس لا توطأ حامل حتى تضع ولا غير ذات حمل حتى تحيض حيضة. أخرجه أبو داود وصححه الحاكم وله شاهد ابن عباس والدارقطني. The hadith reported by Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith is authentic. The hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and al-Hakim and others. The hadith is authentic. And basically, again, this hadith answered to the question that you just asked about if a woman is pregnant, but you could not tell she's pregnant, okay? So here the sabaya. Let me see what word that he used for the sabaya. The captives, okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning the captives of Awtas, one of the battle called Awtas, concerning these women that been took as captive during this battle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one supposed to have intercourse with a pregnant one, because by observation you will see, okay, that you will know that she is pregnant, although she's still under his position, her master, but still that he don't have the right to have intercourse with her until she deliver her baby, until she deliver her baby. And the one that is not pregnant, or that is not obvious, that you could not tell that until she have a menses, a bleeding period. After she bleed one time, now this will be indication that she is not pregnant. Last hadith in this chapter, and maybe we're going to have to say last hadith for our class tonight, due to fact that Maghrib comes a little bit early now. Hadith number 963, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الولد للفراش وللعاهر الحجر. متفق عليه. That Abu Huraira reported that the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the child who born in marriage, okay, belongs to the marriage, and to the fornicator nothing, and in other understanding the stoning if he been married. Let's explain this hadith a little bit. A woman has been called in the Quran as a field, okay, nisa'ukum harsul lakum, or a tilt, okay, or a field for you, and also been called here as firash. In the hadith, the woman is a firash for the man, like a bed, the word firash, mattress, bed, whatever. So when a man marry a woman, the woman calls this is his firash, this is his bed. Okay, whatever child come during the period of marriage is belong to this firash. Okay, he will be attributed to both of them or one of them. Could not be from no place. But as long as the man did not accuse his wife with illegal sex, will be belong to what? To both of them, to their father and the mother. If the man accuse his wife with illegal intercourse, now this child will be attributed to one. Attributed to who? To the mother. Okay? Now the person, walaikum salam. Now al-ahir, the sinful person who had commit illegal intercourse, what you call al-ahir, sinful, or what word he use, fornicator, okay, al-hajar, okay, to him is nothing. What this mean nothing? That mean he could not possess this child. He could not possess this child because always the child goes back to the marriage, the couple who are involved in the marriage relationship. Some scholars explain the word hajar means stoning. And we understand that stoning, although that some said that this explanation is not correct, because stoning as a punishment will be to the person who been married before. So what about if the person who commit illegal sex with the wife of this man never been married, he's supposed to be lashed? So that means this hadith doesn't apply to him. And this is the reason that some of the scholars, they said the word hajar means stoning, it doesn't apply, but that means that he has nothing getting out of this as a result of possessing the child or inherit the child or anything like this. Okay? So if a person commit illegal intercourse and never been married, and he is not married, neither he been married before, he will be lashed. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Okay, 100 lashes. If the person been married, regardless if he's married now or no, that his punishment will be what? Stoning to death. Okay? So in this hadith is telling us that al-waladu lil-firash, the child is born from marriage, is attributed to who? To the couple who are involved in the marriage. If the man deny, okay, so will be attributed to one only, which what? To the mother. It's almost time for salah, but yes.
Does it still apply to a woman who no longer has the ability to have children?
Okay, yes. A woman who doesn't have ability to have a children, if her husband divorced her, regardless, she could not have menses otherwise, so now she have to wait 3 months. Waiting period between a husband to another husband is a must, regardless. If it's khul', if it's divorce, if it's death of the husband, if it's separation, it has to be a waiting period. Okay?
The second question is, you spoke about how a woman must mourn for a husband longer than her brother or father. How do you show that you are mourning? Wear all black, what is the symbol of mourning?
Mourning, it can be in the heart, is a form of sadness, not involved in the regular activity, but it's going to be more in the appearance. And we give example like the henna, dyed in the hair, using the perfume, using the kohl, all these things, appearance of the mourning. So by avoiding these things, now she is mourning. Like as example, she goes every day also here and there. A woman really, if she loves her husband and she respects this relationship, you are not going to see her every day in the mall shopping. Hey, I'm glad my husband died, now I'm going to go spend this money. She's going to still remember this man, and she's going to be, it's something, is a human being nature. But Islam here modified it, okay, that you are not going to have to go all your lives like this, okay. And one of the main things that you could not marry until this period of time, which is 4 months and 10 days.
The last question actually concerns the provision against wearing henna. If a woman is supposed to cover her hair, then why is henna even?
Because the henna, it can be in the hair or in the hand. Because he bought it in the hand, and the hand exposed, so this would be a way that she beautifying herself. Anything from the brothers?
What would happen if the husband of the pregnant right hand possessed accepts al-Islam before his captured wife gives birth, and she has been distributed to the Muslim community? Whose wife is she now? remember you were speaking about it.
A woman being took as a captive,
right,
and after this right, the imam had gave her to somebody,
right,
and now this is man,
now her former husband
became a Muslim,
yeah, became a Muslim.
She is a slave of the master.
Her husband had no longer has right to her after he becomes a Muslim?
No.
Okay. Can a woman...
Excuse me, because it's time, we 10 minutes late.
Okay.
So, no, shut up. But to give a chance so we can also try to close the class because not to be too late.
Okay. You mentioned that once her sister had been divorced 3 times, she had no maintenance.
Yes.
And then you mentioned also once she'd been divorced 3 times, she had to stay in the house.
Yes.
Can you clarify? Okay, by her, so is by her staying in the house until it is over.
Yes.
And also, you saying that she has to be the maintenance. You know, so what does
that mean? No maintenance providing by the husband as a must. The husband is not responsible anymore after her about her after he divorced her the 3rd time. But we could not tell her to stay in the house and die now. Okay. She have to be maintained. It can be maintained by her father, by her brother, by her family, by the Muslim community, by if she having owning money, but she still have to eat and... Okay?
So that means that the husband have to leave the house?
He says she has to stay in the house.
She's no longer his wife, right?
Yeah.
So he have to leave?
Yes. They could not be together in the same house after the 3rd divorce.
I have a question.
Yes.
Now...
Excuse me. You finished? I'm sorry.
Because hadith number, you mentioned that she has to stay in the house until the prescribed period expires. Even if, and he said, maybe if she had to move, you mentioned that part about...
Yes, she have to be maintained, but somebody have to maintain her, but...
She was married, yeah. I thought you said the house that she was... That like she had to move.
She remained in the house, okay? But will be maintained, yes. By who? Not by the husband.
Okay.
If the husband wants to give it to her, alhamdulillah, but not a must as obligation on him.
Okay?
Yes?
Now, my thing is, why does he have to maintain her if he's divorced from her?
Okay.
Now, I mean, he should have just went ahead and stayed married to her. At least he can get dinner and his clothes ironed or something. I mean, you still paying for money for a service you're not using.
Okay.
For example,
okay, be careful because your wife is sitting here. And don't, because you talk like this, you look like mean and you may scare your wife. It's not like why and not why, but this is the way how Allah made it and we accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it. Yes, see?
Wow.
Sister?
Can a woman be visited when she's in the morning from her husband dying?
Yes, she can be visited, yes.
Can
but not...
Can she go like to the grocery store and stuff?
If there is nobody else that can take care of this business for her, she should remain in her house as much as she can, but she will step outside if there is a need not could not be fulfilled by somebody else. Yes?
Can she go, you know when they make the janazah for a while, can she go to that?
Yes.
If when a woman is dead from her divorce, does she have to cover in front of her husband when she becomes an infant?
If the woman after the 1st divorce or the 2nd divorce, she's not supposed to cover from her husband. Okay? She is still a wife. And she live with the regular clothes that she wear in the house with no problem. Even if she can tempt him, okay, with a certain kind of clothes for her to take her back, this permissible her to do this. I'm sorry, I know it's more question, but Maghrib time is in, and we have to close, and thank you for coming, and we may have to start the class earlier than 7 o'clock, because usually the class take 1.5 hours, and the time been changing every day, so do you think it's 6:45 will be okay with everybody? At least we can try to have 1 hour and some. So inshallah, starting from next class, will be 6:45. A big possibility that I'm not be for the class. I will ask Brother Hassan to conduct it, inshallah. I'm be leaving tomorrow to South America, inshallah, and for some lectures there. So Brother Hassan will conduct the class. You can ask him all the questions about marriage and iddah, prepare it, and I tell him, inshallah, to prepare for this. You can bring as much questions you want. Thank you very much. Zakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.